we are continuing Chayadim, Chama and Chesed, and Ratzilin Simen Yates. So he discussed this idea of switching one person is eating milchiks, and other people are eating fleishigs. So since he's able to mikra din switch from milchiks to fleishigs, that there is a valid zimun. And matter of fact, the minig is to give the zimun to the person who's eating milchiks. Now he says like this. Two of them ate fleishigs and one of them ate milchiks, but he ate milchiks, hard cheese. So Amin Starf and Klal, then they can't join because the people which ate fleishigs cannot join the person who ate milchiks. The person who ate milchiks, because he ate hard cheese, after hard cheese you have to wait 6 hours before you eat fleishigs. So you can't go from milchiks to fleishigs or from fleishigs to milchiks. So they're not mitzdarif. So now the Chayyim says, I don't understand. He asked a question. They can't join each other in the foods. But theoretically, they could join each other in a loaf of bread. They could take a loaf of bread which has not been sullied with milchigs or fleishigs. And all of them could eat from the same loaf of bread. They could take this one loaf and both can take pieces from it. So they can join together in one meal, as opposed to the scenario before, like we mentioned yesterday, which is a scenario where the bread itself is problematic. Over here, the bread itself is not problematic. A bread which has been eaten has been on the table together with milchiks or with fleishigs. We have to be concerned that there's residue of milchiks or fleishigs on the bread, and we cannot eat that bread with the other gender. So a person puts bread on the table after gives out some slices of bread to people, they put it on the table. The good chance it touched some of the fleishigs which were on the table, or it was milchik, some of the milk was on the table. But you keep bread on a tray, and you're careful not to take it with your hands, which are dirty. We have a right to assume that bread did not become milchik or fleishig. And you could afterwards use it. So not in this scenario, but let's say a person would afterwards want to use this bread. Person has a milchik meal, and later on he wants to use the leftover bread for a fleishig meal. So it depends. If you put the bread on the table, so we have to be concerned there's residue of milchik there. We cannot use that bread with fleishigs afterwards. But if he kept the bread on a tray and was careful not to take it with his milchik hands, so we have to assume the bread is part of it. You can eat it with fleishigs. So similarly over here, both parties, the milchik party and the fleishig party, can join together in one loaf of bread. They can't eat cheese with that bread. They can't eat meat with that bread, because maybe it's milchik or bread, or maybe it's fleishig or bread. But they can eat the bread. But the bread by itself is not a problem. Okay, so the bread itself is not a problem. So then we need to understand, so what do we mean when they can't join together? So the Chayyim says like this. They ate milk, so they ate fleishigs. And the maisa, they can't eat this bread with either milk with their food of their meal, and the purpose of the meal, the bread, is that you have the items of the meal together with the bread. That's how you normally eat a meal. So that's not called that they've had a meal together, because if I can't eat the bread together with my other foods, and you can't eat the bread together with your other foods, so we're not really joining together as a meal. The meal isn't just the bread. Even in this scenario, the meal was other foods as well, and that we are limited in being able to join together. So that's not called a good seerif. And the Chayyim says, one second, not everybody agrees with this, because the story we just said is they can join together in the same bread, And before, we seem to say that's all you really need. You don't really need that they should join together in the bread together with other foods, which they can't do. But rather, So the Chayyim says they're mitzarif. Now, if you look at over here in the Piskei Mishaburah on the bottom, he says that the Mishaburah says, well, it depends. If the people, when they ate the meal, ate a kazayis of bread before they started mixing it with milk and fleshing, so at that point in time, they could really be sharing the same bread on a practical level. So then he would agree with the Chayyim that they're mitzarif. So the milchik person ate bread which wasn't milchik because it wasn't dirty from the milchik hands, etc., because he didn't need any milchiks yet. The fleshik person did the same thing with the fleshik of bread. So at this point in time, everybody's really parv at this at the beginning of the meal. So there was a point where they ate a kazayis where everybody was parv, so then they're mitzarev. But it sounds like if they didn't do that, so then he would not agree with the Chayyim that they're mitzarev. Okay, so that's the message on the last point of the Chayyim for the following shir. I mean, well, have a good day and have a good Shabbos.